Welcome to episode 929 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
In the verdant hills of Judea, where olive trees swayed gently under the sun's warm embrace, the Apostle Peter wandered, ministering to the scattered communities of believers. His steps brought him to Lydda, a town woven with the bustling sounds of market days and the quieter murmurs of daily routines. As he walked the dusty roads, trodden by countless feet and hooves, a sense of purpose steadied his stride, a mission to walk among those who needed healing, both spiritual and physical. Lydda is an ancient city in the coastal plain of Israel. In the Roman period, it was an important center situated on major trade routes, making it a strategic location for the early Christian mission. Prior to his visit to Lydda, Peter had been actively involved in establishing and strengthening the early Christian community, particularly in Jerusalem. After the ascension of Jesus and the events of Pentecost, the former fisherman emerged as a prominent leader among the apostles. He played a crucial role in the initial spread of Christianity, performing miracles, preaching the gospel, and facing persecution from the Jewish authorities. His leadership in the church was characterized by his direct experience with Jesus, his fervent faith, and his dynamic preaching, which solidified his position as a central figure. Upon reaching Lydda, Peter was led to a modest house where lay a man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden for 8 years, paralyzed and confined to a world within four walls. His room was simple, the air laden with the weight of quiet despair. A solitary mat served as his bed, while the bare walls echoed the simplicity and isolation of his long affliction. The community knew him well. Once vibrant and full of life, he now lay immobile, a stark reminder of how quickly life could change. Peter stepped into the dim room, where light trickled through a small window, casting elongated shadows across the sparse interior. Aeneas's eyes, filled with a mix of hope and resignation, met Peter's. The presence of the apostle brought a palpable shift, a sense of anticipation that enveloped onlookers. "Brother Aeneas," Peter began, his voice calm, "Jesus Christ heals you. Arise and make your bed." His words were not merely a command, but an invocation of the power that had flowed through Jerusalem's streets, healing the sick and raising the dead. Inside, Aeneas felt a stir of something long dormant. Faith mingled with wonder. Could the stories be true? Could this man, an apostle of the risen Christ, lift him from this mat where he had counted the seasons change through his window's sliver? As Peter extended his hand, a warmth spread through Aeneas's limbs, igniting nerves unresponsive for nearly a decade. With a trembling effort that turned into solid strength, Aeneas shifted. Onlookers gasped as he swung his legs to the floor, his feet touching the ground for the first time in years. The rough texture of the dirt floor was under his soles, gritty and real. He stood, upright, a smile breaking like dawn across his face. He rolled up his mat with hands that rejoiced in their work, his heart swelling with a song of gratitude. The miracle rippled through Lydda like a swift current. Neighbors told neighbors, and soon, a throng gathered, their voices a crescendo of awe and excitement. This healing, so profound in its simplicity, was a testament not only to the power at work in Peter, but also to the transformative hope that now spread through the community. As news of the healing spread to nearby towns and villages, the foreshadowing of greater things filled the air. This event was not just an end, but a beginning, a spark that would ignite faith in many hearts, drawing them not just to the miracle, but to the message and the Messiah Peter proclaimed. From Lydda, Peter traveled across the Sharon coastal plain. As he passed through small agricultural villages and towns over 2 days, the apostle shared the news of the risen Savior and healed many sick. On the third day, after leaving Lydda, he came to the coastal town of Joppa, where the salty breeze mingled with the marketplace's bustling sounds. Here, nestled among narrow, winding streets lined with homes made of sun-baked clay, lived Tabitha, known by many as Dorcas. She was a woman of faith, revered not only for devotion, but for deeds of kindness. Her hands, always busy, sewed garments and wove cloths, each stitch testifying to her compassion for the widows and the poor. Tabitha's home was a haven, a place where laughter and chatter filled the air, punctuated by the rhythmic sounds of her loom. However, an unexpected silence fell over the house when illness took hold. Despite the care and prayers of her friends, her breath grew shallow, her vibrant spirit dimmed, and she died. Her body was washed and laid in an upper room, draped in the very garments she had crafted for others. As her community reeled from the loss, word of her death reached Peter, who had just arrived in town. Moved by tales of her charity, and perhaps reminded of miracles Jesus himself had performed, Peter agreed to a hurried and hopeful request from two men. Come without delay. Arriving, Peter was ushered into the upper room, where the air was heavy with mourning. Widows stood by Tabitha's body, faces etched with grief, as they held up tunics and robes, each piece a memory of Tabitha's kindness. The room filled with soft sounds of weeping, the air thick with scent of olive oil lamps and the salt of tears. Peter sensed the deep loss felt by all present. He asked everyone to leave the room as he communed with the Lord. The sun cast long shadows across the room as he knelt beside Tabitha's lifeless form, his heart heavy, yet hopeful. Tabitha, arise, he said softly. At his command, something miraculous unfolded. Tabitha's eyes fluttered open, clear and bright. Her spirit returned from the shadow of death. She sat up, looking at Peter, her heart filling with wonder and awe. Peter extended his hand, helping her to her feet, a gesture that mirrored the healing hands of Christ. The news of her restoration rippled through Joppa like a swift tide. Doors flung open, voices rose in joyous disbelief, and the miracle of her return became a beacon of hope and faith. Peter's stay in Joppa, in the house of Simon the Tanner, extended, as many came to believe in the Lord through this profound testament to his power and mercy. This event was not just a miracle, but a message woven into the fabric of the early church's narrative, foretelling the continuing acts of the apostles in the wake of Jesus's own ministry. It underscored the belief that in Christ, even death was not an end, but a doorway to new beginnings. Through Tabitha's revival, the fledgling community in Joppa found renewed faith and strength, a ripple effect that would touch many lives, binding them ever closer in their devotion and service to the risen Christ. Both miracles performed by Peter demonstrate the power of faith in action. Peter's direct and confident invocation of Jesus' name to heal and raise the dead underlines the belief in the apostolic authority given by Christ. This teaches believers the importance of faith in God's power to work through them, encouraging them to act boldly in their spiritual convictions and prayers. Tabitha was dearly loved for her works and acts of charity, especially among the widows of Joppa who showed Peter the garments she made. This highlights the impact of personal ministry and practical service within the community. For modern believers, it underscores the importance of community support and the significant role each person plays in fostering a nurturing and caring church environment. The healing of Aeneas and the resurrection of Tabitha show that God cares deeply about individual afflictions and hardships. These miracles are not just displays of power, but also manifestations of God's love and compassion towards individuals. This should reassure believers that God is intimately involved in the details of their lives. The miracles performed by Peter led many to believe in the Lord. This demonstrates the evangelistic power of God's work through miraculous deeds and acts of charity. Believers are reminded that their actions can serve as powerful testimonies to God's grace, leading others towards faith. In raising Tabitha from the dead, Peter brought great joy and hope to the believers in Joppa. This act of divine intervention serves as a reminder to believers facing despair or loss that God is capable of bringing life and hope in seemingly hopeless situations. Peter's prayer before commanding Tabitha to rise suggests reliance on divine guidance before undertaking acts of great significance. It teaches modern believers the importance of seeking God's will through prayer, especially in situations that require wisdom and clarity. The strategic timing and location of these miracles also speak to God's perfect timing and purpose. Aeneas's healing and Tabitha's resurrection significantly impacted their communities and furthered the gospel. Believers are reminded that God's interventions are always timely and serve a greater purpose in his divine plan. These lessons from Acts chapter 9 encourage believers to live out their faith actively, serve others selflessly, trust in God's individual concern for them, and rely on him in both ministry and personal trials. Father, help us to trust in your power to heal, to restore, and to transform lives today. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest, today.